This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 22, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. There's been another milestone in the commercial space race. White Knight 2, the composite mothership for Virgin Galactic's Spaceship 2, took to the skies over the Mojave Desert for a one-hour test flight at 8:15 a.m. Pacific Time Sunday morning. Powered by four Pratt & Whitney PW308A turbofans, White Knight 2 is designed not only to provide a launch platform for Spaceship 2, but to have enough lifting capacity to participate in unmanned launches of payloads including satellites. White Knight 2 has been named Eve by Sir Richard Branson in honor of his mother. The National Transportation Safety Board has dispatched a go team to Denver to investigate the crash of a Continental Airlines Boeing 737. Flight 1404 to Houston ran off the side of runway 34 right on takeoff about 6:20 p.m. Mountain Time Saturday. Passengers told the Associated Press the aircraft's nose raised in the air, then dropped suddenly back down before the aircraft left the runway with its right wing on fire. Check back for updates on this story at aero-news.net. It's official. Illinois Republican Congressman Ray LaHood is President-elect Barack Obama's nominee to replace Mary Peters as head of the U.S. Transportation Department. In announcing the choice, Obama called LaHood an outstanding public servant and stressed he was committed to finding the best person for the job regardless of party. LaHood, who has advocated improving the state of Illinois' transportation infrastructure, including local airports, said, quote, "We have a task before us to rebuild America. I understand what good infrastructure and transportation means to local communities," unquote. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee Chairman James Oberstar, a Minnesota Democrat, predicts LaHood will make a superb transportation secretary. Quote, "What Ray LaHood brings to the department and what the department needs is a managerial talent and the right temperament to get the job done," unquote. Aerobatic pilot Patty Wagstaff appeared in a Wisconsin court Friday to face charges stemming from a July 31st incident at Whitman Regional Airport during EAA Air Venture last summer. The 57-year-old pleaded no contest to first offense drunken driving and a misdemeanor charge of resisting an officer. A related charge of refusing to submit to breathalyzer and blood alcohol tests was dropped as part of a plea bargain. Winnebago County Circuit Court Judge Barbara Key imposed a $500 fine plus court costs and an 8-month revocation of Wagstaff's driver's license. Wagstaff had no comment except to say EAA has invited her to perform again at AirVenture 2009. Reports reaching ANN say the pilot of a 2007 Cirrus SR-22 had an engine quit during a flight over the inhospitable terrain of St. Mary Parish, Louisiana, shortly after midnight Friday morning, local time. Based on reports from unofficial sources, the plane had recently undergone maintenance. As in more than 20 previous cases, the pilot elected to deploy the Cirrus Airframe Parachute System, or CAPS. The FAA report lists substantial damage to the aircraft, but no injury to the pilot. An aerial photo provided by ANN reader Daryl Kristen shows the plane resting slightly nose down on the bank of a small stream in a heavily wooded area. Cirrus is the only manufacturer of Part 23 certified aircraft to include this type of parachute as a standard aircraft feature. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. It turns out a plane missing near the Bermuda Triangle was stolen. NBAA shortens its inaugural light business aircraft show. And the FAA is way behind in replacing its dilapidated buildings. Also, check the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about some frequently overlooked issues involved in making good landings. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.